This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, I hope things are good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are hanging out doing our thing. Today's Monday, November the 18th of 2024. Day 323rd of the year, and only 43 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
So how was your weekend? Because that's going to be an important aspect on how this week's going to go. So, yeah, if you take a look at it, this is going to be the last full week of work. Yeah, let me make sure I got this down right. Before we go into the holidays. I mean, think about it. Because next week, if you're here in the U.S., Thanksgiving kicks in. And, yeah, then you kind of have everything else going on and all that other cluster F of everything that kind of goes and ebbs and flows and all that other stuff. So be ready there. Anyway, so let's talk. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. We are a radio show that does some video stuff that also is a part of a podcast network. So, yeah, we do a little bit of everything. We do this at 7 a.m. Eastern time. It's where we started off hour numero uno, and then we do hour two and three, but no video. But we still are on the stream and no podcast, so there you go. Rated R Safety Show, Hour Uno, then 2 and 3, Jay Allen in the Morning Show, part of RadioBig.fm as we do our stuff. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will be the easiest way to get you in and do all the stuff that we get to do around here. So no problemo, mi amigo, in regards of what you want to do. So how was your weekend? Did you watch some 1980s quality boxing? Well, at least quality in regards to the boxing content. Matter of fact, maybe some of the 1980s stuff looked better. Man, did Netflix kind of disappoint with some of the streaming? And I'm talking about not in regards of them of what they gave us. I'm talking more along the lines of the product quality once you started getting people closer in there in regards to the main event. A lot of people seem to be disappointed with the quality. I will tell you, there was a few matches there. The co-main event was definitely awesome, and it was good to see Tyson in a ring in regards to the fight. But hey, you could definitely tell that he was 58. I mean, that's okay. And I will tell you that when I am 58, I will definitely not look as good in regards of movement as Tyson does, so I am not picking, but I am saying a 58-year-old versus a 27-year-old, we kind of knew where that was going to go in the first place. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Let's focus on the important portion. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving inside of what we got going on, no doubt about that. So there is no problem there. If you want to interact with what we have going on, that is okay. So video, audio, and text messaging are all the options that are available once you get there. So just for information purposes. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending over the weekend?
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, another FTX executive surrenders massive assets holdings and another airplane gunshot strike. We'll talk about that in the hit list. Also, Diddy has been accused of breaking prison phone call rules. And Taylor Swift security costs are mind-boggling. We'll talk about some of that. Also, a record number of viewers took Netflix Paul versus Tyson fight, and Tom Brady has some conflicting interest. We'll talk about some of that stuff. Also, King Charles upgrades the estate energy infrastructure, and we'll cover some of that information as well. So I have some professional broadcasters waiting for you to talk a little bit about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So if you are ready, I am ready to have them come in and tell you what's going on. Feature and story news coming up right now as we get into all the news stories of what's sequencing inside of the world-o.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. U.S. President Joe Biden is for the first time allowing Ukraine to use American-made long-range weapons to strike inside Russian territory, even as Moscow's warning this could escalate the conflict and turn it into World War III. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has for months now been campaigning the Biden administration to allow him the use of these missiles. This would be a policy U-turn with major implications, as Jagruthi Dave reports.
The U.S.-made weapon concerned is the Army Tactical Missile System, which travels fast and is hard to intercept. The Kremlin has in the past warned against allowing Ukraine to use these long-range missiles against Russia. But officials in Washington say it would allow Ukraine to target the around 10,000 North Korean troops deployed to Russia to help in its war effort, and that it would deter Pyongyang from sending more soldiers in the future. Joe Biden has made the move as he prepares to hand over power to Donald Trump, who has been critical of the amount of military aid Washington has been sending to Kyiv.
Filipinos are cleaning up after the sixth major storm to pound the Philippines in a month, uprooted trees, destroyed homes and knocked out power for hundreds of thousands of people. No immediate deaths have been reported, but there was extensive damage to structures. Laura Westbrook has more.
Typhoon Manyi was still a super typhoon, packing winds of 185 kilometers an hour when it made landfall on the island of Luzon. More than 1.2 million people fled their homes as Manyi uprooted trees, brought down power lines, and destroyed homes in its path. It was later downgraded as it swept through the island, but flooding and landslides were expected due to the heavy rain from the storm. This is the sixth storm in the past month, piling pressure on emergency workers, and given those already struggling with the aftermath of previous storms, little time to prepare for the next strike. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Japan's new prime minister says he will not be meeting Donald Trump on his return from the G20 summit in Brazil. Shigeru Ishiba had expressed a desire to meet with the U.S. president-elect as soon as possible. Chris Gilbert is reporting.
The prime minister is looking to solidify ties with another Trump administration. In 2016, when Trump was first elected president, Japan's then prime minister Shinzo Abe rushed to Trump Tower to present him with a golden golf club, paving the way to an amicable relationship. Shigeru Ishiba has similar intentions after Trump won a second term earlier this month, but says this will not happen as part of his return from attending the APEC summit in Peru and the G20 in Brazil. He told reporters in Lima that Trump's team had explained the meeting cannot happen on this occasion due to legal constraints. Ishibe says he hopes to hold talks with Trump at the most convenient occasion, possibly after his inauguration in January.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at a brutal weekend in Ukraine after Russia launched its strongest attack for months, targeting energy infrastructure and causing power cuts in various parts of the country. President Biden has authorized Ukraine for the first time to use US-supplied missiles to strike Russian territory.
We're on a knife edge here, waiting to see what exactly President-elect Trump plans to do in Ukraine.
Lee Turner is a former UK ambassador to Ukraine, struck by President Zelensky's claim this weekend that with Donald Trump at the White House, the war will end sooner.
I think what he's talking about really is ending the war in 2025 rather than it dragging on into 2026 or beyond. It's all about Ukraine retaining agency and influence. Kiev is really worried that Trump wants to pressure Ukraine by cutting off arms supplies to accept a so-called peace deal, which would effectively mean Russia holding on to those parts of Ukraine it's already grabbed. Any deal that lets Russia keep the land it's already invaded and occupied would mean Russia winning this war.
US officials say President Biden's decision to allow Kyiv to use American weaponry without restrictions was also designed as reprisals for Moscow's decision to deploy North Korean troops on Ukrainian soil. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
The main news again. US President Joe Biden is for the first time allowing Ukraine to use American-made long-range weapons to strike inside Russian territory, even as Moscow's warning this could escalate the conflict and turn it into World War III. 10 people killed and more than 50 injured in an overnight strike by Russia in Ukraine. And that is the latest feature story news. Neha Punia reporting.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN. Okay, here we go. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday, getting to do the stuff that we get to do. No doubt about that. So let's go ahead and get into some of the things that we need to talk about, because it is definitely some shitless time. So let's go ahead and talk about some of this. A low profile former executive, Alameda Research, the hedge fund in the middle of the FTX collapse, has agreed to forfeit millions of dollars in assets as part of the bankruptcy clawback proceedings. Sam Trabuco was the co-CEO at Alameda, alongside with Caroline Ellison, the one of the time girlfriend of Sam Bankman-Fried. Ellison recently received a 2-year prison sentence for her role in the fraud. Trabeca left the company just a few months before the November 2022 collapse, but not before earning an estimated $40 million from fraudulent money transfers. He has not been criminally indicted or implicated in any wrongdoing. Trabeca has also signed to give up $8.7 million apartment in San Francisco and a $2.5 million yacht. And a $70 million in other assets. The proceeds will go into a pot of money getting paid out to its debtors. This is according to CoinDesk. Meanwhile, Lena Dunham is reportedly writing a script about the FTX saga based on journalist Michael Lewis's book, Going Infinite. This is according to The Hollywood Reporter. So I have a funny feeling that we are not even close to the end of this thing. You know, when we were talking about some Ponzi schemes, the Madoff stuff, you know, as it was going on, it was always interesting just going through some of the things in regards of information-wise. And I look at this and I go, we seem close. We seem close in what we're doing here. So I don't know how this is going to go going forward. That is for sure. Because, man, do things get strange and stranger the more that we get into this? I don't know. So we'll have to take a look and see what happens going forward.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this, because I'm kind of getting more and more in shock of some of these things happening. But another airplane has been hit with a bullet. This time within the United States, a Southwest aircraft preparing for departure from Dallas Love Field en route to Indianapolis reportedly took a hit on the right side under the flight deck around 8:30 p.m. on Friday. The pilot returned to the gate and passengers were forced to exit, and it took off 2 hours later. So far, no word where the gunshot originated. The airport is in a residential area. This is according to CBS News in regards of it going on. So I don't know. But I mean, this is getting weirder and weirder the more we get to talk about some of these things. So just keep that in mind of that occurring. The FAA grounded all flights to Haiti for at least 30 days after the two airplanes took gunfire while attempting to land earlier this month. So now the question is going to become this. How long before we find out what exactly occurred in Dallas and what the hell's going on with people shooting at planes now? I mean, yeah, I know it's kind of a rare circumstance, at least a few times that it's happened so far. But man, that's a weird one. I mean, that's not something that you're kind of accustomed to hearing. I'm just saying, just some stuff there. Some things to think about as we are talking. Anyway, so take a listen to this. Since September, visitors at beaches in Placentia Bay, Newfoundland, had described a photograph of gooey blobs washing up on shore. Now a chemist working at the Memorial University of Newfoundland believes that he's figured out what the substance is a type of glue. I'm confident that the sample that I handed was a PVA bulletin rubber, which he says is like a concentrated type of formula of commonly found in white glue that kids use for craft projects. So that's something to think about. Also, the Canadian government has been conducting its own research, but not yet released any of its findings. The blobs are now believed to present any type of human and any other issues. So far, no explanation on their mysterious appearance, according to the New York Times. You know, you don't really want to hear some of this stuff with all the weird stuff going on in the government talking about, UFOs and all this other weird stuff over the last week, really. I mean, if you kind of take a look at some of the stuff that Forbes has been presenting coming from the Hill. So, yeah, it's going to get interesting more and more. You know, conspiracy theories start this way. You take some reality, mix it into some other things, and you get some kind of cluster F. That is for sure. Anyways, a pair of feral emus are on the loose in Green Sea, South Carolina. We are not emus. You get it in the statement about the escapes of the Horry County PD notes. The flightless birds reportedly escaped from their owner's property 3 months ago and have been evading capture ever since. Ironically, the pair named Thelma and Louise after the characters of Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis in the 1991 flick about two friends on the run from the law. Unlike the recent monkey escape in the state, locals are not being advised to hunker down in fear of the birds. This is according to CBS. What a weird time we're in. Escape monkeys, escape birds. What else is going to escape now? I mean, after this one.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show.
I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. Controversial gymnast coach Bella Carly has died. He passed away, according to the USA Gymnastics. No cause of death was given, though through his tenure, he turned over several young gymnasts into Olympic gold medalists and world champions, including Nadia Kamensky and Mary Lou Retton. He was 92 at the time of his passing. So let's talk about this real quick. Let's talk about the weekend box office because people seem to enjoy some of that information. So let's go through some of this. Coming in at number 10 with $1.8 million, Anora. Number 9, A Real Pain, $2.3 million. At number 8, Hello Love, again, $2.32 million. At number 7, Conclave, with $2.8 million. At number 6, Smile 2, with $2.9 million. At number 5, The Wild Robot, with $4.3 million. At number 4, Herrick, $5.1 million. At number 3, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Okay, yeah. $5.4 million. And number 2 was Venom. Bum, 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 Venom. The Last Dance with $7.3 million. And coming in at the number 1 spot Red one with $34 million. Yep, there you go. That was number one. That's a new Chris Evans, Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie, just in case you're wondering what the hell it is. So there you go. So let's talk about the numbers. The Dow lost about 305 points to close at 43,444 on Friday. The S&P lost about 78 points to close at 5,870. And the NASDAQ lost about 427 points to close at 18,680. West Texas Intermediate closed at $67 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $71 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.07 on Sunday. And Bitcoin was mostly flat over the weekend, trading just around 89,200. West Texas Intermediate. No, I already told you that. Why am I saying that again? Anyway, Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $420 million jackpot or $191.7 million cash payout. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $144 million jackpot or a $66.2 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. So a lot of stuff going on in a short period of time. So are you ready for this? I got some showbiz news for you. So we're going to slow it down just a little bit in regards to talking about some of this. And take a listen to this. The U.S. Postal Service is releasing a Betty White stamp. The actors will be on the 2025 Forever stamp. The USPS announced on Friday the collection will also honor New Orleans musician, producer, and songwriter Alan Toussaint. This is according to Billboard magazine. Yes, Billboard magazine in regards of what is happening. So there you go. Okay. So let's talk about, we have some stuff to combine here and some things to talk about. So we're going to go left, we're going to go right, we're going to go center, and we're going to talk about some stuff that is going to make no sense whatsoever with what we normally do on this show. But take a listen to this. Adam Pac-Man Jones was arrested early Saturday morning after celebrating Jake Paul's wins over Mike Tyson in Texas on Friday night. The former football player was booked for alleged public intoxication, resisting arrest, evading arrest, and an assault of a police officer. As of Sunday, he was still behind bars, though the rep told TMZ that Pac-Man denies the allegations and looks forward to explaining the truth when the time comes. This is according to TMZ. So hold on. Resisting arrest. What else? Okay, so resisting arrest, public intoxication, evading arrest, and assault on a police officer. Now, okay, there's some things there that I would probably have some questions about. But these are, you know, all alleged issues that occurred. No, unless there's video out there, there's going to be no proof of anything as we speak right now. Okay, so let's continue talking. Take a listen to this one. Prosecutors are accusing Sean Combs of attempting to corruptly influence and blackmailing victims through communication that violates prison regulations. According to Friday's filing, Combs has allegedly used the telephone accounts of at least eight other inmates in effort to avoid alerting prosecutors that he is speaking with individuals not on his approved contact list. In return, he has been adding money to said inmates' books. No word on whether or not Combs could potentially lose phone privileges, but the accusation won't bode well with the attorney's next attempt for asking for bail. This is according to Page Six. Now, keep in mind that they've been, what is it, the fourth time that they've asked for bail for Combs? And it's been denied because there has been some concerns that he might end up turning around and saying, hey, you know, he's going to call some of the potential accusers / victims and try to persuade them to go one way or the other. I mean, this is not helping in regards of what's going on. No doubt about that. So there you go. So take a listen to this. Taylor Swift's most recent sold-out London concert cost taxpayers about $1 million on police protection following the bomb threat that made ahead of her show in Vienna. The Metropolitan Police Service reports that additional security measures increased in Swift's second round of UK shows from $85,000 per night in June to $126,000 per night when she returned in August. The demand of extra security alleged came from Swift's mom, Andrea, who threatened to cancel a run of shows, according to Radar Online. For comparisons, when Harry Styles performed the sold-out four-night run of shows in Wembley Stadium, the security cost was around $69,000 per night, which he reimbursed $70,000 total. No word on whether or not Swift will do the same. This is according to Radar Online. Now, listen, I don't understand how some of these bookings work, so let me just kind of explain what I know. I know that there are some sports organizations and some sports entertainment organizations that they sell the rights for what they do to come to your town. So, of course, because of the increased revenue that will occur in your town, they are able to sell these things. Now, I don't know if that is the model that is used by the Swifties, but man, it makes you think about some stuff.
Duh.
So there are some things to think about. So I don't know. Is that the model that they use, or do they go, oh, we're coming to your town, you need to service us? I mean, I've heard of that stuff before. So that makes it a lot more interesting in regards to what's going on. If you don't service us, I'm canceling. I mean, I don't know. It's definitely something to think about, of course.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's do this. Follow up after spending over a month in jail, Rosie O'Donnell's daughter, Chessie O'Donnell, has been released. The 27-year-old was freed in order to maintain absolute sobriety while out on bond. She was arrested twice in a matter of weeks for drug possession, bail jumping, child neglect, and other drug-related charges. Chelsea, who has was adopted by Rosie and her ex as a baby, has had a strained relationship with the actress over the years, and she is currently resides in Wisconsin near her biological mother. This is according to In Touch magazine. So there you go. Let's talk about this real quick, because this happened over the weekend and some people were paying attention. We'll mostly go into Friday night, of course. Over 60 million Netflix users tuned in to watch the Jake Paul win over Mike Tyson on Friday. There were plenty of hiccups, however, leaving viewers concerned about the streaming service hosting NFL games, Chiefs versus the Steelers and the Ravens versus the Texans on Christmas Day. Meanwhile, more than 50 million viewers tuned into the first co-main event fight between Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor, making it potentially the most viewed professional women's sporting event in U.S. history. This is according to New York Post. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not a big boxing aficionado, so I am probably not the person to talk about this. But if we start talking about mixed martial arts, I can probably tell you a few things about that. But holy crap. Was that boxing match between Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor a great fight? Now, listen, there's been some people that are saying that has the potential of beating fight of the year. And then there was other people sequencing that Amanda Serrano got robbed. Now, that's a weird conflict there. You can't have fight of the year because fight of the year means that it can go either way. And Amanda Serrano got robbed. I mean, it's one or the other. You can't have it both ways. I mean, you can try to have it both ways, but it's kind of a little bit more difficult to do. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and do that thing that we do around this time called the main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time. Time to talk. Time to go through the things. So let's talk about this. You are aware that if you are in the continental United States, you have went over a time change 2 weekends ago, probably 2 weekends and a day ago. And this was originally done because, you know, they're trying to develop, and whoever they are, just incorporate the they, some time changes because of how the train schedule stuff worked. Power, energy, and whatever resources. There's 20 different versions of this, depending on what you want to look at. At one particular point, there was time difference in regards of minutes, but that changes as well, and that's in the 1800s. You can look that shit up if you're interested. But they say, and I'm talking about people that do research, that it takes about a little over 2 weeks for you to get accustomed to this time change. And they're saying that the 16th, based on what research shows, should have been the time frame of things changing. that should have been the time where you're going, okay, I'm good. I should be able to move forward in life and do well. So here's my question to you, because for what you do for a living. So because you are in the industry of safety, based on track records, not what, you know, your crystal ball type of thing, what are you seeing? Do you see more incidents that occur during this time frame, or do you see it more during the daylight savings time? Now, keep in mind, for the longest period of time, people have loved to argue that sequence of events where they turn around and say, nope, you cannot have daylight savings time all the time, because what it's going to do, it's going to impact the circadian rhythm for some people, and they won't be able to sleep.
Duh.
Duh.
And you have to look at it from the standpoint on how it affects the children and how it affects your mental health and so on. Now, I live in a weird state, and I'm not going to say that I don't, because Florida is always the land of the strange, and I've been here for over 20 years, so apparently at some point I must like it. So, I look at this and go from the standpoint like this. If you agree in this state that you want to stay in daylight savings time, but for some odd reason the federal government has to approve it, and the state can't make the change. They can only make the change if they want to stay in standard time. What's the purpose behind it? And is it one of those things that would have been extremely interesting calling it Florida time? Because we would have been in a totally different time zone. But it gets kind of weird when you start looking at the big picture. No state in the country is in daylight savings time year-round. Think about this. What is the reasoning behind it? It makes no sense to me. And why is it such a weird thing to get approved? So at the end of the day, what are you seeing numbers-wise? What are you seeing when it's all said and done? Are you seeing less injuries, more injuries, about the same amount of injuries, or incidents, or accidents, and so on? And if you are seeing more when you go into daylight standard time, what are you doing to help and potentially put barriers in the way for more things don't occur? It's one of those weird things to talk about, because what is the purpose behind this whole thing? That is the understanding that one wants to have in regards to when we're talking about this, opposed to it just being, oh, this is the time of the year when this happens. Because if you know something is going to go catastrophically wrong, why wouldn't you put the change in right away, opposed to waiting for something to happen? Sounds like a weird one.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns, and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Tearing the ass out of you like gas station sushi.
Radio is just let it fade away. We can just let it fade away.
Okay.
We can just let it.
Here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour, as you and I are hanging out on this lovely, 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 lovely Monday. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show, no doubt about that. Here on Radio Big and on Safety FM. This right here that you're taking a listen to, Life is Beautiful by Harbs. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music. And Spotify. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on this lovely Monday. We would definitely like to thank Harbs for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the move and the groove of the things that we need to talk about, because there is a lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the sequence of events. So why would we not talk about this? So let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's going to be all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. To find out more information, TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. As I already stated. So there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Okay. So let's get into it. Let's get into some info that we need to discuss, talk about, and so on. So take a listen to this real quick. Thanks for saying thanks. If you ever done something for someone around the house and then they uttered the phrase, "Hey, thank you," a thank you would be nice. And even if you can relate, a simple thank you might be more important than what you think. Say researchers at the University of Illinois, they found that feeling appreciated by family members isn't just nice. It's scientifically linked to better relationship and better mental health. And they found that gratitude from different family members can affect the relationship with them in different ways. According to the research, feeling appreciated by your romantic partner mainly improves relationship satisfaction, while receiving gratitude from your children helps to reduce the stress of parenting. And it seems if you have teenagers in the house, your appreciation of what you go through, as long as in improving their day and mental health. Oh, and something that works on a long way, guys. The research team also found that women in their study reported feeling less appreciated than men did, both by their romantic partners and by older children. Come on, guy. A simple thank you is at least you can do, literally. That's part of receiving gratitude from kids itself. Yeah, it can be true when it comes to one of them to finally says thank you to you. I mean, I guess that's something to think about. So there you go. Take a listen to this one real quick. Weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy move over. Scientists from the University of Copenhagen have developed a drug that they say decreases appetite, increases calorie burning without the nasty side effect of nausea, which is common with today's weight loss drugs. The research says that they've set up and developed medication that would curb appetite and enhance calorie burning. That came up with this. This they refer to it as NK2R agonist, which has been added to the benefit of not causing nausea on lab mice. What did the mice tell you? I mean, I have no idea. The once injection will be tested on people next year, but isn't expected to be available to the public for about 5 or 6 years once those trials are successful. If you're looking to lose weight, I still think that intermittent fasting is the way to go. I do it about 15 times every day. You get it? Okay, I hope you do. Well, if that isn't a sign of gorge myself for the next 5 years, I don't know what is. So there you go. Let's talk about some things a little bit more positive here. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Paul. Sir Winston Churchill said, "Tact is the ability to tell someone to go to hell in such a way that they look forward to it." I love that. I have several more quotes here from Churchill, like, "When the eagles go silent, the parrots begin to jabber." Nice. And, "Everyone is in favor of free speech. Hardly a day passes without it being extolled. But some people's idea of it is that they are free to say what they like, but if anyone else says anything back, that is an outrage." And one more for today. "Show me a young conservative and I'll show you someone with a heart of stone. Show me an old liberal and I will show you someone with no brains." I'll share more fun quotes from Sir Winston Churchill this week.
Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello. I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. 1 Samuel 18:4 says, "Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David." It was his way of saying that he had nothing to hide, that he wanted David to know the real Jonathan. A friendship built on anything else is, well, it's just a sham, a make-believe friendship between two people who are pretending to be something other than who they really are. As C.S. Lewis said, "Arrows will have naked bodies, friendship, naked personalities." Proverbs 11 says, "But he who is trustworthy in his spirit keeps a thing covered." Lord Jesus, keep my heart pure. May I guard the secrets entrusted to me, and may I never betray a friend. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in New Delhi, I'm Neha Punia. U.S. President Joe Biden is for the first time allowing Ukraine to use American-made long-range weapons to strike inside Russian territory, even as Moscow's warning this could escalate the conflict and turn it into World War III. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has for months now been campaigning the Biden administration to allow him the use of these missiles. This would be a policy U-turn with major implications, as Jagruti Dave reports.
The U.S.-made weapon concerned is the Army Tactical Missile System, which travels fast and is hard to intercept. The Kremlin has in the past warned against allowing Ukraine to use these long-range missiles against Russia, but officials in Washington say it would allow Ukraine to target the around 10,000 North Korean troops deployed to Russia to help in its war effort, and that it would deter Pyongyang from sending more soldiers in the future. Joe Biden has made the move as he prepares to hand over power to Donald Trump, who has been critical of the amount of military aid Washington has been sending to Kyiv.
Filipinos are cleaning up after the sixth major storm to pound the Philippines in a month, uprooted trees, destroyed homes and knocked out power for hundreds of thousands of people. No immediate deaths have been reported, but there was extensive damage to structures. Laura Westbrook has more.
Typhoon Manyi was still a super typhoon, packing winds of 185 kilometers an hour when it made landfall on the island of Luzon. More than 1.2 million people fled their homes as Manyi uprooted trees, brought down power lines, and destroyed homes in its path. It was later downgraded as it swept through the island, but flooding and landslides were expected due to the heavy rain from the storm. This is the sixth storm in the past month, piling pressure on emergency workers, and given those already struggling with the aftermath of previous storms, little time to prepare for the next strike. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Japan's new prime minister says he will not be meeting Donald Trump on his return from the G20 summit in Brazil. Shigeru Ishiba had expressed a desire to meet with the U.S. president-elect as soon as possible. Chris Gilbert is reporting.
The prime minister is looking to solidify ties with another Trump administration. In 2016, when Trump was first elected president, Japan's then prime minister Shinzo Abe rushed to Trump Tower to present him with a golden golf club, paving the way to an amicable relationship. Shigeru Ishiba has similar intentions after Trump won a second term earlier this month, but says this will not happen as part of his return from attending the APEC summit in Peru and the G20 in Brazil. He told reporters in Lima that Trump's team had explained the meeting cannot happen on this occasion due to legal constraints. Ishiba says he hopes to hold talks with Trump at the most convenient occasion, possibly after his inauguration in January. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.
From Bureau's
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
It can still be magical. You never know. There you go. Anyway, so let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. If you take a look around, back in 2006, Tom Cruise marries Katie Holmes in the Church of Scientology ceremony at a castle in Italy. A smattering of Tom's high-profile friends that attended, including Will and Jada Smith, Jim Carrey, and Jennifer Lopez. They would call it quits less than 6 years later. That happened back on this date, back in 2006. If you're looking at some birthdays that are going on today, Caleb Williams turns 23. Michael Ward turns 27. Nathan Kress, 32. Damon Wayans Jr., 42. Mike Jones turns 43. Denny Hamlin turned 44. Fabulous turns 47. David Ortiz turns 49. Chloe Sevigny turns 50. Megan Kelly. Yeah, Megan Kelly turns 54 today. Mike Epps turns 54 as well. Owen Wilson turns 56. Kirk Hammett from Metallica fame turns 62. Rick Owens, 63. Linda Evans turns 82. And Margaret Atwood turns 85 today. So there you go. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, it's a cult day. I guess that's one thing to celebrate. Hey, it's an occult kind of day. It's National Princess Day, Housing Day, Mickey Mouse Day, Minnie Mouse Birthday, Apple Cider Day, and Underwater Hockey World Day. So a nice little combination of things to talk about if you're taking a look right there. Anyways, what else do we have around for you? If you are looking for a rando for today, I have one of those for you. If you're looking for a random joke, it goes something along these lines. Personally, I don't believe that the world owes me a living, although considering how much I make, an apology would be nice. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. Tell us about that time when you were snooping and found something you wish you wouldn't have found. If you have a question for the water cooler, try this. 26% of us admit that we have at least once drank this straight out of the container. What is it? Pickle juice. Who the hell does that? Who drinks pickle juice? Like, seriously.
Duh.
No, that's a legit question. Okay, so that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Monday. That is for sure. You know, we get to do the things on Monday. So coming up at the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me. And I will be talking about the world of music and entertainment for the next couple hours over there. That's RadioBig.fm. If you don't want to go over there, that's perfectly fine as well. You can hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, where he will talk about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. That's going to be it. That's going to sum up our time together. So that's going to be all of it. But if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Don't let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. Think about that. Because it's important to think about. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen. Life is